The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know, the bass line in that song is often overlooked, I think. It's very important, that bass line, because it has that space where it's dum-dum-dum, and then that space, and then dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. I mean, it's such a great, like, simple, but yet very refined bass line.
Well, there is something in the air for sure.
There is something in the air. It's great music.
Maybe some space.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe need some space. And if you want to improve the way you feel in your space, call Gulf Coast Air Care. I have the owner, Todd St. Orr, in the studio this morning. Sir, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jake. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you as always. So glad to have you here. You just handed me the new issue of Air Notes. I always love this, and we were talking about how the March edition of the Funny Bone is kind of our favorite here. This is some great stuff. If you haven't ever seen the Air Notes, go to GulfCoastAirCare.com and sign up for their Air Notes newsletter. It's really great. So, all right. So what are we talking about today? Well, first of all, actually, This was on the morning show with Andrew, and it's still David brought it up, and it was a problem with undercooked bacon. So I want to ask you, do you eat bacon?
I am a bacon man. Yes.
All right, how do you cook your bacon? Is it well done? Is it crispy? How do you fry it up?
I like crispy. We've been doing it in the oven. You know, it's just kind of easy.
That's what Andrew
splatter everywhere.
Doing. Yeah, yeah.
I've seen where you just put water in the pan, and then so when the water's all gone, you don't. So I'm a bacon fan. I will eat bacon however it comes.
So a little underdone, well done.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm all right with super crispy. I'm all right with the bacon that kind of goes
a little bouncy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. All right. Well, tread
so the
safely.
Bacon poll is in the books.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. The story that we heard this morning, I'm not going to go into it, but ooh, yeah. Undercooked bacon is dangerous. Don't do it.
I missed that this morning.
Yeah.
So.
The one thing about living in an apartment with the HVAC system that I have, it's like, it's such a small space when we do fry up a bunch of bacon. It smells like bacon for days in there.
I go out to do these estimates, and they're like, oh, we have an odor. We get. Just calls for all kinds of different things, mold, dust, people not healthy, not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then we get these odor deals, and they're like, well, what do you smell? It's like, smells like you had bacon earlier for lunch or yeah. breakfast this morning.
Right.
But I'm not sure, so, and we have people all the time that, from an indoor air quality standpoint, I like it to be neutral. Mm. So I'm not a big fan of, I'm a huge fan of bacon, obviously, but I'm not a big fan of masking odors. Mm. And then, that way, if your indoor air quality space is neutral from an aroma or fragrance or stink standpoint, and it comes around, you can kind of tell where it is. And then you also, we ask people, is your odor localized? So is it in one room or is it throughout the whole house? That kind of gives you an indication of what's going on. But when it smells like bacon, the dogs are happy, the people are happy, but the indoor air specialist, he's like, I can't tell what's going on here.
Right.
So, and that, that leads into visual inspections. And, that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. We want to come out and look and see what you've got, talk to you about your situation, find out how you run your thermostat, and how you keep your house from an indoor air quality standpoint. Because there's a lot of factors. When you start changing the parameters on an indoor air quality issue, you can get all kinds of stuff going on. Lisa was just there talking about humidity, and that's a huge one in our climate. Because when you have mold issues or microbial growth, if it's not tested, we're not supposed to say it's not mold, but looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways,
smell it,
but
yeah.
Those mold issues, they're all moisture driven, So it's really important for everybody to have a hygrometer, which is a little electronic gadget, and measure your temperature and measure your humidity. the more data points you have when you're looking at issues, the smarter you become. And a little gadget called a hygrometer is less than $20. You can move it around the house and you can figure out, wow, the master suite after showers and baths to get ready to go to work or at the end of the day retains a lot of humidity. And you can measure that and see how bad it is. And then, you know, humidity is a thing that is a blessing and a curse. Too dry is not good, and too wet is will lead you down to the not comfortable and not, you know, if you're above 60% on a regular basis, that's enough water vapor or moisture in the building, in the house, to sustain microbial growth. So, mm-hmm. you know, and that little extra tool there, that's one of the things we talk about often, is get a hygrometer and figure out what's going on.
And you guys also sell and install the custom digital thermostats, right?
Yeah. We do thermostats. Well, I declared war a few years ago on the mercury bulb thermostat, which is the little dial and the, you know, there are notches for the, or there are marks for the temperature. Mm-hmm. And the needle on that thing is as wide as two marks. So you don't know what your thermostat's
exactly.
set at. With a digital thermostat, it's a lot more accurate. You know exactly what you got. And with a hygrometer backing that up, you read temperature and humidity along with your thermostat. So it's like, wow, our thermostat's off 2 degrees, or, you know, it's way warmer over in this end of the house, or this, you know, these bedrooms or whatever. There's a lot of factors that goes into, but the more you can get some diagnostic tools in your favor, just simple stuff, mm-hmm. The better it, or the easier it is to figure out what's actually going on.
We got a text from a listener. We talk about this a lot on the show when you're on here, and something that some people sometimes overlook, and that's the dryer vents. They're saying that their dryer vent is below grade, and it says it has a French drain. Do you know what that?
Yeah, so around the outside of the house to keep moisture away from the landscape and the foundation, all that, is a buried drain that has perforations in it so the water can seep through the topsoil and get away. And when you have a dryer vent that goes under the slab, it's a rigid 4-inch PVC pipe. If there's not a drain out there and you get an 8-inch rainstorm, which is not uncommon here, 4-inch rainstorm,
right?
That dryer vent can become the low point and fill up with water. So this customer, this person has a French drain, which is taking that water away from the foundation. So the dryer vent shouldn't be filling up with water. It needs to be cleaned annually, according to us and the several different organizations. The National Fire Prevention Agency, the appliance manufacturers have a statement about appliances. But you should have your dryer vent cleaned annually. And when it's subterranean like that, you just want to make sure that there's not any moisture. I mean, we've had to go in and clean dryer vents where there was a blockage at the connection between the dryer and the pipe. Mm-hmm. But we had to suck 10 gallons of water out of it with a shop vac before we could ever get that taken care of.
Well, so, they're saying it is filling up with water and the clothes won't get dry. And
so
they're
that
asking,
French drain is not working, probably.
Yeah.
It may be silted up or whatever.
Can you pair it? Can you like periscope that? Is that a
Yeah, you can. Term? You know, the thing that we tell a lot of people is where that drain comes out, it makes a gooseneck to come above ground. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of dig a little pit around there and fill it with gravel so that the water has a lower point than the bottom of the drain. Or the bottom of the dryer vent to drain away and not seep into the vent and all that. You know, I'm seeing a lot more of the trend these days just seems to be going to the roof, mm-hmm. you know, and then you got bird screens and other issues that go there. But it's easy to clean that dryer vent out. We just might need to look at the termination outside and get a low point drain there with it. So. Mm.
Well, call 934-2768. They've got a new location in Gulf Breeze over behind where the IHOP used to be. It's now Taste of Thai. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a minute. But give them a call. Check them out online, GulfCoastAirCare.com. Their task is helping people get the comfort, health, and energy efficiency that they expect and deserve from their home or workplace through their HVAC systems. Call them or go visit them online today. Let's talk about your new shop real quick. You guys moved recently?
Wow, we were in our old shop in Gulf Breeze proper for 22 years,
wow.
and we had accumulated a lot of stuff.
I bet.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had, outbuildings and sheds and storage areas and trailers and all kinds of stuff. And when you go to move after 22 years and you've been accumulating stuff, it can be a little traumatic. So we are in a bigger space now in that warehouse that where we're at down there on Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're very happy to be there. You know, we've got a great space. So if you go looking for us in Gulf Breeze proper, we're 4 or 5 miles down the highway out there in Gulf Breeze. We wanted to stay in Gulf Breeze. We've been in Gulf Breeze 30 years. I live over there. You know, it's in. So now the shop's about 3/4 of a mile from the house, so I can ride my bicycle to work and get some good exercise. I know that you're an exercise guy.
Yeah, I didn't have time to jog this morning, you know.
What? So. You always say that. What's up?
You know, it's a running joke. Ba-dooks. Yeah, we set you up for that, folks. Sorry.
All right, yeah.
So I need to come over and see the new shop and grab some pad thai while I'm at it.
We are not ready for our open house yet, but we're going to get there. We just, you know, I have a little sorrow in my heart. My dad passed last week, I've been dealing with that. It's been chaotic in doing this move. And so we're going to get to that open house and that, you know, that new setup. But, you know, we're slowly evolving and, yeah, I still have an 8-yard dumpster at the new place because we've been filling that stuff up as we've pared things down and, you know, kind of are adapting to a new, you know, well, more organized space. We don't have to go hunt through 3 or 4 different sheds to, you know, see the inventory on the stuff we do.
Right.
And all that, you know. And when you're an HVAC contractor, I'm licensed in Florence, Alabama, which, you know, the laws are not, there's minor differences between, but you know, we just keep everything we need to be able to operate in whatever market that we're in.
Yeah.
And our strength, you know, what we do predominantly is duct systems. I have a bunch of HVAC guys that our deal with them is you guys handle the equipment, we'll handle the duct. We certainly clean all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have duct issues, we are the experts. We have been for 30 years. That's our strength. And you know, we'll help you. We do air filtration, we do dehumidification. I can get you a whole house dehumidifier just like Lisa was talking about.
Right.
We do indoor air quality evaluations and diagnostic stuff. You know, there's a lot of education and training that is built into the crew that I have out in the field and you know, our expertise. And so we're happy to explain to you the process of air duct cleaning, which is what we started doing 30 years ago. And we've just kind of grown and evolved into that niche contractor where we don't do a ton of HVAC changeouts, but certainly we're licensed to do that. And, you know, I just don't have HVAC guys on staff right now. But the duct issue, and well, you know, and the duct issues are, they're kind of out of sight, out of mind, because most people's house is, it's in the attic. Or if you have a crawl space, it's under the crawl. And so those are places you don't normally go and do regular inspections and all that. But, you know, but your rodents will go there. Your humidity will be there. And then after an accumulation of time, you know, you have these issues that pop up, and we can help you with that.
Speaking of that, I mean, it's getting to be that time. I think somebody said the other day, in the next couple of weeks, we could see some temperatures up in the 80s. So we're already getting there. It's time to do some seasonal checkups, right? Some inspections.
Absolutely. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association has a standard called the ACR, Assessment, Cleaning, and Restoration of HVAC Systems. And they specify in there that at a minimum, you should have a once a year inspection on your HVAC, which makes perfectly good sense because, you know, you have your car checked up on a regular basis. You have a, you know, inspections done at your home or your
business or whatever. Should go to the doctor at least twice a year.
Yeah, I mean, the dentist, you know, the pets, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And some of it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I get that. But the HVAC, you don't want to be without that. So.
Right.
Get somebody to look at your HVAC system and see what kind of potential issues you might have coming, or, hey, you're in good shape for this year. Let's roll forward. You know, a lot of people, they get a change out done. So they got a new piece of equipment. They're like, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, if you hooked up a brand new piece of equipment to a duct system that is questionable or nobody looked at it, or it didn't get cleaned or whatever, I would say you are going to have some information coming at you that's like, oh man, I didn't realize this. Mm-hmm. So
Because there can be air duct leakage, right? Like gaps, absolutely. You know, big holes. Maybe you mentioned rodents. Maybe they'll get in there and start eating that duct work away. I mean, there's all kinds of issues there.
Yeah, I think, you know, last year it was so hot during the summer. That's one of the hottest summers that I remember being 30 years in business. Yeah. And it drove a lot of the rodents into, you know, let's go find a place to seek refuge and chew on that duct work, get some sweating vents going, and then we have a moisture source. And you know, it's just something that you want to have somebody look at, and it's pleasant for us to look at it now,
right?
And in April, because it once it starts warming up, you know, we put that heat surcharge on to work in your attic. So if you know you have an issue now, let's get it addressed now, even if it's, you know, something you need to budget for. Figure out what's going on, and then you can budget for that in the down the road. So call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. Come by and visit us. We're at 2550 Gulf Breeze Parkway behind the old IHOP and Gulf Breeze. It's right at the end of the National Seashore when you're headed towards Tiger Point.
Right.
We're in the blue warehouse in the back. It's a great spot. And, you know, everybody is, you know, it's better there.
There's a cool little food truck, foodie spot kind of happening across the highway there. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool too.
Yeah,
so
the construction there is, you know, it's just, it's going to improve and get better. We realize that. You know, you can get into our side, go in either direction. It's easy enough to get off the highway. Now, if you have to go back out and go left, go through Grand Point, you know, that's one of the things that we're all dealing with it in Gulf Breeze. But we want to help you get, there's a lot of people that have our filter, you know, if you have the AirSafe filter, we're still shipping like we were. Mm-hmm. And you know what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
There we go. So, we can still help you with filtration. Now, you know, we're storing all that media right now in our warehouse, which is a great, just been a godsend for us as far as, you know, having, storage and a new space for all that. Mm-hmm. But, if you have our AirSafe filter, you know, we're happy to help you get your new replacement filter media from either our new shop here or in the mail. And that makes it easy. People ask me all the time, you know, what can I do? Well, change your air filter. Get a filter that's convenient that you'll keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
And then have an inspection done once a year so you don't get any surprises. Go outside at the beginning of spring here and find your drain line where the water comes out when your air conditioner is running, and make sure it's not covered up with leaves and muck and, you know, grown over with weeds and all that, because there's water dripping there. It'll grow right there, and you want to make sure you got clean, clear water coming out of there, and you know those things. And if you see a problematic issue, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, and we'll you know, set up to come out and do a quick look at your duct system, look at your system and see if it's clean, see if it's running efficiently, or if it needs some attention. We're happy to help you out with that.
I see the commercials all the time talking about, you know, duct cleaning services, and you see the hose going through the metal duct and it's spraying all the dust out and it looks perfect. But what about people who don't have that all metal duct system? They've got the traditional fiberglass insulation duct work. How do you guys clean that?
Yeah, and I get that question a lot. That's a good question. The tools that we use are pneumatic tools. So they're run from an air compressor that's mounted on our big trucks. And when we roll up, we got a two-stage compressor that's pushing air. So we're doing an air wash. But the tool has got these little plastic, little vinyl whips on it or tentacles. So when it's just like
agitating,
you know, we're doing an agitation and an air wash at the same time. So that we don't damage that ductwork, that you really, a cable and brush system, if you get that hung up in there and it starts to torque because it's twisting or turning, man, you can cause some damage. So, and I did that years and years ago when I first started. I was cleaning a metal duct system, but I got that big commercial cable and brush system. It was the first system I ever cleaned, and I'm like, wow, I got to figure out something different on this.
Yeah.
And we built our own tools years and years ago, and then we have found companies and the tools have evolved to the modern day. You know, duckboard is porous. It's a compressed fiberglass board. It's rigid, but it's still, it can be delicate, you know, and some, we see duckboard that's 30, 40 years old up in there and it needs to be cleaned. So, you know, contact vacuuming is one of the things that we do, but this pneumatic tool to do source removal vacuuming where I have this giant vacuum cleaner rig hooked up to one end of the duct pulling suction, and then that pneumatic tool going through there. Mm-hmm. That's the process that we use for cleaning the ductwork on most of the stuff that we see these days. Mm-hmm. And it's very effective. You know, I've heard people say, you can't clean duct. That's just a, well, no, we have done that. And, you know, the National Air Duct Cleaners Association has been, the week before last, they just had their 33rd annual meeting.
Wow.
Out in Vegas, you know, and it's a big
out in
industry.
Vegas, huh?
Yeah,
okay,
I didn't go to Vegas. you know, we were just moving the shop and had all kinds of stuff going on. But yeah, so the duct cleaners in Vegas, I'll just paint that picture for you real quick there. Like, can you imagine, Jake?
Oh my goodness, so, yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, this has been in existence, and I see commercial quotes all the time, and they don't even quote the standard, which is a code written standard. It's written in codified language. Mm. So there are standards and codes, and they've been adapted internationally. The Italians in the Middle East, the Australians, the New Zealands, the Canadians, everybody is using our standard because it's a standard that was developed for duct systems all over the world. And, you know, they have a different approach to energy in a lot of cases, but you still have duct systems that have to be cleaned.
Right.
And so we have this standard. We work to that standard at Gulf Coast Air Care. The designation is ASCS, Air Systems Cleaning Specialist. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an extensive test. It takes experience and knowledge in the field. It's not an easy test to get through. I've been on the certification committee for years. So when you talk about getting your ductwork cleaned, you want to deal with a National Air Duct Cleaners Association or NADCA certified company. And, you know, when you certify with NADCA, you have a code of conduct that you say, hey, I'm going to do the right thing for people on duct cleaning. Because there is a lot of in the past, there have been a lot of smoke and mirrors. There were some in our market here in this climate, and we've chased some of them away. Mm-hmm. But you'll see stuff online. You'll see stuff that, you know, you want to look at the Better Business Bureau. They give you guidelines, too, on duct cleaning, how much it should cost and what the process is like and all that. So, you know, we at Gulf Coast Air Care have prided ourselves in doing that over a long period of time, you know, 30 years. And
30 years.
I have continuously been in business doing duct cleaning for 30 years. And I don't think there's anybody else in Pensacola that has had a continual operation for 30 years. They may have, but anyways, there's only one or two companies that are out there. And so, you know, if you have questions or concerns or, you know, you hear one thing, it's like, I don't know if this is true. You know, reach out to me and talk to me about what somebody's telling you, and I'll be happy to, you know, give you a second opinion or set you up for an estimate and inspection and confirm what you think is going on or however it all works.
I would always rather go with somebody who's been in the biz for 30 years consistently in the area where I live. You can't beat that.
Happy to help you. UV lighting is another one that we get a lot of ideas.
Oh, yeah.
So call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Or gulfcoastaircare.com is our website.
Yep, and we've got messages pouring in. Condolences to you and your family. I'll be praying for you and your family for this time.
Thank you.
Safe travels as well. Love you, Todd. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.